My name is Anne Skeen. I came into Coventry when I was 18 and I'd just left school. I went to the cathedral because I needed a church. I wouldn't marry the father of my baby, and so I was told not to go back to my own church. I used to come to Sunday service. The undercroft was finished and it was made into a chapel. Of course, you had to thread your way through all the building materials, bags of cement, and it was dusty, etc. As soon as the service was about to start, a bell rang and all the workmen stopped. And then when the service finished and we started coming out, the workmen could start again. I have had some really difficult times, particularly when I was an expectant mother. And then again, when my son died, it was difficult enough when my husband died, but my son died just 5 years later. It all caught up with me. And I think I came back to the cathedral because I knew that I would find people that understood. And if I sat and cried, nobody took any notice, really, you know. Not to interfere notice. Enough notice to pass a hanky, say. I feel at home. I know the place so well. But I also feel not awestruck. It's the enjoyment of the beauty. I think it's magnificent. We used to have these cleaning days, and I really enjoyed cleaning. I don't like doing it in my own house, but I really enjoyed doing it there, because there's such beautiful things in that cathedral. Desmond Tutu came. I can't remember whether he did the sermon. I think he probably did. But he was just full of joy and life and song. At the end of the service, the clergy process out towards the west window where all the angels are. And there was some lovely triumphal music going on from the organ. And there's Desmond Tutu dancing his way down with all our normal, you know, slightly buttoned up. Not that they were buttoned up people, but you know how people behave, English people behave in a procession. Well, not Desmond Tutu. And then he stood at the door and everybody that went past, he shook their hands and wished them well. But his beaming smile, you know, just very inspiring to bring it into your whole life, really. Yes.